Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm glad you've tuned us in today again. This is 103.9 FM on Long Island News Radio. We're doing a segment called Reading the Papers, and of course the papers are full of stuff, and most of the stuff I don't even read because you wear yourself out reading it. But Ferguson has been in the papers for a long time. That is the foment that over the killing of that young black man in that town, and it's still going on. It's still going on now. I've always been sympathetic to the police and the fact that they have a very dangerous job. It's a dangerous job, but I was a lineman. We kill more linemen than we do policemen. So lots of jobs are dangerous. So the fact that, they're in danger and they feel threatened, I'm not buying the fact that that's a reason for their overreacting to stimulus. So when somebody is on the street and they have to go out and make an arrest, they become the provocateur rather than the person who is supposed to be apprehended. And with the advent of cameras, we have seen this happen time and time again. Now, not every situation that's brought up against the police is a legitimate argument. We saw that with Reverend Al with his Tawana Brawley years ago. That was a fiction, and it was something that he had clearly been manipulated in himself. But that's really probably, in my opinion at least, the one of the smaller, in other words, it's the smaller part of the problem. The problem is police. Now, one of the reasons why I say that is because here I am as a young white man driving on the road, being pulled over by a policeman and having a gun put to my head because this poor sucker was nervous. And that hand was shaking like a leaf. And he said, "Put your hands on the dashboard." And I said, I put my hands on the dashboard. And he says, "Show me your license." And I says, "My hands are on the, I don't know where I got to be so cool. I mean, I was scared to death. But I thought this thing through." It's almost like your brain works on steroids when it has to. And I said to the policeman in a voice that I've wanted not to be very frightening, I said, "My hands are on the dashboard. My identification is inside the inside pocket of my coat. Should I get it?" And he paused. And I says, I indicated with my thumb and my forefinger that I will go into my pocket holding only those two fingers, and I will pull it out. Should I take it out? And he said, "Yes." And I moved very, very slowly. But I want to tell you something. I was so afraid that this very timid, I would call him timid, policeman was looking to, he was afraid of me. He was so fearful of me, he should not have been in uniform. Because that's a job where you have to have a great sense of yourself. And you have to be able you got to be cooler than I was. And believe me, and I'm not taking any credit for being cool. I just think that the human brain operates on a different set of circuitry when it's being challenged like that. Now, I want to tell you what the great offense I did was. I was driving down the thruway, and I stopped at the toll booth, and there was nobody in the toll booth, so I honked my horn a couple of times to see if anybody would come out, and no one did, so I just drove on. So 22 miles down the road, I find this flashing light behind me, and it was a snowy night, And we were in, it was just two rut tracks, and there was no, the road had not been plowed yet. And he pulled up behind me and put his lights on and got out of the car and walked up to me. Now, that was for a toll violation. Perhaps I should have waited for the guy to come back. I didn't know if he was ever going to be there. I didn't know if he was on duty or he had been sick or whatever. All I know is I was coming home in a, after a snowstorm, and I wanted to get home. And those are the kinds of situations that tell me that policemen are not universally well-suited for the job and well-trained. And some of them are just outrageously bad for the department, like that young man that was accosted and shot over in Huntington Station by these two drunken off-duty policemen. Now, if I were the captain of that particular unit, I would make sure that those badges never touched that man's shirt again. And that gun was in my possession because these people were totally unsuited. So when somebody who, like me, who is well-spoken and I'm not somebody who looks like a criminal and who did not do anything that was seriously criminal in the first place, has that kind of a problem, I have to stop and believe that some of these allegations against police are real. And of course, the one in Huntington Station was pretty well documented. One of those guys, I think, was fired. I think maybe both of them were. But it took an awful lot to get them there, and they lied like a rug, and they discredited the uniform that they're supposed to represent. And so when I see these people out on the street in a place like Ferguson, I say, who knows if it wasn't seen at the time by people or it wasn't caught on camera, which often it is these days, then maybe these people have a point. And because we don't have documentation in many cases, maybe they don't have a point. But in any case, I think being a cop is a caliber of people that is really very high. My friend Al was a policeman for the Suffolk County Police for 20 years. And 1 month before his retirement, he answered a robbery in progress in a 7-Eleven store. And as he pulled up and got out of his car, the perpetrator turned around, pointed the gun at Al, and Al had his gun drawn and shot the man dead. And I said to Al, I said, how'd you feel about that? He said, I was 20 years without ever drawing my gun. And he says, and I wanted to go out that way. He says, unfortunately, I had to shoot him. Do I have any regrets about shooting him? Absolutely not. It was absolutely essential. He had a gun to the man at the register. I shot through the window. I was lucky I hit him, and I was happy I hit him because one person was going to walk out of there, and one person was not. He says, I'm glad that I was the person who did. And so it was, the shop owner, too, survived that, and only the perpetrator was killed. So I do know that there's a quality in police that that is so impressive that you really have to take off your hat to them and thank them for what they do, because what they do is dangerous work, and it's very unnerving. And it's something, that should be respected. On the other hand, you have people who are emotionally not fit for the job. And we should, as citizens, and we should, as leaders in the police department, if you are a leader in the police department, not tolerate that one bit. So that's about all I have to say on that discussion. And I do hope we get a better understanding of how to hire policemen that are as good as my friend Al was. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and this is Long Island News Radio 103.9. And I want to thank you for listening, and I hope to see you soon.